You know, I have to say, this is genuinely exciting news for anyone following the crypto space in Latin America. Brazil's central bank has just approved a comprehensive regulatory framework for virtual asset service providers, which basically means cryptocurrency exchanges are finally going to be treated like traditional financial institutions.
It's a major turning point, and I'm glad to see it. Scheduled to take full effect in 2027, these new prudential rules officially put an end to the era of crypto self-regulation in the country. It's a clear, definitive step toward formalizing the market.
And it's built on such a solid foundation, really. The whole framework rests on three core pillars.
Exactly. First up, we have capital adequacy requirements. Exchanges will be mandated to maintain financial reserves that match their transaction volumes and risk profiles. It's essentially a safety buffer designed to protect customer funds when the market gets volatile.
That gives me so much peace of mind thinking about it. Then comes the second pillar, strict risk management standards. Platforms will need robust internal controls to tackle everything from operational and liquidity risks to serious cybersecurity threats.
Absolutely. And to tie it all together, the third pillar focuses on enhanced transparency. VASBs will be compelled to publish regular reports detailing their financial health, risk exposures, and governance practices. That level of openness is crucial so regulators and investors can accurately assess platform stability.
I love that balance of security and openness. Now, why the 2027 deadline? It feels a bit distant, but I think there's a smart strategy behind it.
You're right, it's a strategic, phased approach. By giving exchanges a multi-year compliance runway, the central bank is trying to prevent sudden market disruption. It gives platforms the time they need to upgrade their technology, hire compliance staff, and restructure their finances without panicking.
That makes total sense. So during this transition, the market will operate under existing guidelines, but the direction is unmistakably clear. Regulatory oversight is becoming mandatory. And I imagine this is going to shake things up a bit in Brazil's crypto ecosystem.
The impact will be significant. On one hand, rising compliance costs will likely trigger market consolidation. Smaller, undercapitalized platforms will probably have to merge or exit entirely. But on the flip side, this clarity and predictability are exactly what institutional capital has been waiting for. We're likely to see pension funds, asset managers, and corporate treasuries finally step in.
That's a fascinating trade-off. I know everyday users might see slightly higher fees due to increased operational costs, but honestly, the exchange for substantially stronger consumer protection and systemic integrity is well worth it. It really helps strip away that old industry stigma, doesn't it?
It does. Treating digital asset platforms as legitimate financial entities is going to integrate crypto into Brazil's formal economy in a meaningful way. For investors and users alike, these new rules are a net positive. They legally bind regulated exchanges to maintain adequate capital and implement rigorous risk controls.
So my advice to anyone navigating this space, start looking at the platforms that are already aligning with these forward-looking standards. It's all about future-proofing your investments. And looking beyond Brazil, I think this is huge for the whole region.
It really is. Brazil's pragmatic, stability-focused approach is positioning the country as a regulatory blueprint for Latin America. It proves that governments can actually foster innovation without sacrificing financial security.
Beautifully said. In summary, this 2027 prudential framework is a true watershed moment for the digital asset industry.
Agreed. By enforcing capital reserves, strict risk management protocols, and transparency mandates, the central bank is laying the groundwork for a secure, sustainable crypto economy.
Exchanges need to start their compliance preparations immediately, but for investors, we can finally look forward to a more mature, trustworthy, and institutionally backed market. What a time to be in this space.